Hi, this is the story of a pubescent boy trying to figure out how to win over the girl of his dreams. And without further ado, here we go. So, it was the day after my 17th birthday, and the day before 420. Things were good. I mean, we were just over halfway through spring break, and I was feeling it. The girl had just hit me up. She had asked me, wait, no. Insinuated that it would be fun if we chilled this break. So, there I was, glued to the screen, not believing anything going on in my head. So you're saying there's a chance? Huh. I got her address and realized she lives on the very opposite side of town, literally as far away as possible. So with ample time to psych myself out, I began pondering all the reasons why she actually wanted to hang out with me. I mean, I had my reasons. I'd been Snapchatting her for quite some time now, with no success. During the whole time, I wasn't trying anything, honest. I never understood why she continued snapping me anyways, but she did. I can even remember seeing her ex-boyfriend in a few of the snaps back when she went to a private school for a little. Ah, passive little Cameron. What a naive little idiot you were. Actually are, but hey, you've gotten better. So why is it that this gem, who has shown no interest in you, or so I thought, now wants to hang out? Maybe she had figured out I had a crush on her. I mean, she's one of those smart girls, like the ones who gets good grades without trying. She's got to be intuitive, right? Well, I would soon find out why she had shown interest in me, and it is still the biggest facepalm of my life. In the meantime, I was experiencing the other side of town. Previously to her, I had stuck to my home turf, my side of Medfield. I know every road like the back of my hand, but not these. I find myself in a trance careening down Harding, trees crowding the sides of the road, cheering for my underdog story. I found myself recollecting the memories I have with her, few and far between. Going to Foy at my church and senior high fellowship, learning religion and all the ideologies behind Protestantism. Yeah, no, I wasn't really doing that. I think I was creepily admiring this girl from across the room, like a peasant revering royalty. Nice one, Cam, and in a church, too. Real classy. I couldn't help myself, though. She has this overwhelming energy, so much emotion and joy whenever she would talk or make noises. She does her fair share of noises. Don't ask me why, but it's awesome. Smiling big eyes sucked me right into my stupor. All she had to do was look at me, and my brain was chained to a cinder block and tossed overboard, hopelessly drowning into the fluidity of her gaze. Everything I said was stupid, or inferior to what she had to say. Honestly, it probably was. She was always right anyways. But with this boisterous, excitable side, I came to find that she had a mysterious side, too. There are times when it felt like she was hiding, or avoiding interactions. How could such a beautiful person be self-conscious, I thought. She had everything. The looks, obviously. I mean, I'm sure I could write a few narratives about that. But, you know what? I'll do us all a favor and spare us from that misery. But, yep, this girl was everything in my eyes. The pinnacle of perfect. She was even really weird, too. So, at this point, it's probably the beginning of high school, around freshman year. Now we're going on a retreat to Camp Frickin' Squanto, somewhere up in New Hampshire. It was an overnight with the church, so I naturally was dreading the tedious games that we'd be playing all day. To be honest, I find the lessons from religion fulfilling, but the process is a bit of a drag. They said to bring bathing suits, so I immediately began questioning my newly acquired stretch marks traversing my back. Damn, was I self-conscious about those puppies. I remember when I first found those, my parents literally thought some girl ripped apart my back. Like, what, Mom? I am such a freshman, bowl cut and all. That just wouldn't be realistic, but truly I did not understand how I had gotten them. Eventually, I learned growing excessively can cause them, and I had grown around 7 inches in that year. Seems like a likely culprit. So, yeah, I forgot my bathing suit on that trip. Whoops. As soon as we got there, the staff brought us down to the bunks to have a little chat. A little rule rundown before the chaos ensued, I figured. The boys are blue and the girls are red. There's no making purple, they explained charismatically. What the heck is that? I mean, I guess they need to say that for like a safety thing, but what the fuck? It literally became the meme of our church group, or church throng, as a select few of us called ourselves. It was fun, making fun of stupid stuff with her, playing the stupid games. The only takeaway from this trip, however, was when I held her hand for the first time, during a game where everyone was holding hands, might I add. But, oh, there it is, though. You knew it was coming, the first sign of intimacy. So yeah, I'm a frickin' player. The next intimate interaction I had with her was about a year later. Wow, the semi-formal, man. I sure do miss that awkwardness. I wish I could say we went to the dance together, but no such luck. It just so happens that she was back from Europe for a week. In my mind, the ship had already sailed when she left for those 6 months. I mean, living in Vienna for 6 months? I wish. To my surprise, though, we still talked a little bit while she was away. We played game pigeon together for a few weeks there, displaying my adept cup pong and pool skills. But hey, I was desperate for some sort of connect, anything. So naturally, when she told me she was coming back for a week, adrenaline erupted through me. Maybe I could show her a reason to stay here in the States, right? Wrong. So there I was, at the pre-party, putting that flower on someone's wrist. My date. And so there I was, trying to make the best of a classic semi-pre-party situation. Those awkward pictures with your date, man, you have to love them. Brutal. But I wanted an awkward picture with a specific someone. Wading through the swath of kids and parents, I found my way towards the refreshments. I felt safe there, so much happiness in one place. Yep, it's food. After gathering my confidence from the cookie platter, I decided to scout out the front yard. It was a photo shoot, so many squawking girls trying to get the right angle. Taking the hint, I banged a quick U-turn towards the front door. As I opened the door, she was there, coming out for pictures. There were two sets of eyes staring at me, and I looked back at the wrong pair. Screw me, right? Like, my dumb ass, puberty-ridden self could not remove my eyeballs from her chest. It was probably only 2 seconds, but man, I think a fresh coat of paint could have dried by the time I averted my stare. Literally, that memory haunted me ever since semi. I figured she just saw that and assumed I was just some other guy in line looking for another way to get off. There was no way this girl ever wanted to see me after that disaster. All these memories disappeared out of my head as I teetered to a stop outside of her house. However, I wouldn't take back any of these awkward experiences. I mean, I'd love to, but maybe it's just part of the process. Clearly I did something right, considering she still wants to see me. But there I was, going to see her, and there I was, feeling myself, to my surprise. Through my stupidity, I have learned. I'm older now, confident. I will show her this time that I am not some boob-crazed dingbat. And now we have the interview. With me, I have my girlfriend. She has a few questions for me, so.
Hi, I'm Anna. I'm 18, and I'm the girlfriend. My first question is, if you felt the way that you did, why didn't you ever act on anything? I mean, I had no idea that you even liked me.
I've felt that way for, basically since I moved here in third grade. I mean, I think you came back from your first trip in fourth grade, so I think we met at church. So, I don't know, I've always seen you, but I've always felt like it was someone I couldn't touch or, like, go near, and, like, I was just intimidated by you for some reason, and I don't know, knowing what I know now, I mean, it's my biggest regret, but, yeah.
Well, if I had never texted you or, like, reached out, do you think you would ever have texted me, or even if it was, like, a Hail Mary at the end of
senior
year?
Yeah, no, definitely, like, I mean, by the time you did, it was already junior year in high school, but, like, I mean, summer into senior year, I probably would have said something. I mean, we've always Snapchatted, like, I was still figuring myself out with, like, identity-wise, and, like, honestly, like, how to even, like, talk to a girl. I was pretty incompetent, so, like, I didn't really probably pick up on a lot of those signs, but, I mean, I definitely would have just sent it at the end. I mean, like, if I didn't, I would absolutely would have regretted it for the whole, my whole life. I mean, I don't, at this point, I'm just happy that something went right, so, yeah.
All right.
All right, thank you for
answering my questions.
Thank you.